Winter Park High School Wind Symphony. This is Dr. Chandler Wilson from Florida State University. Excited to be here with you as a part of the District 8 Concert Music Performance Assessment. So I'm looking forward to hearing your performance. Hopefully my comments and the comments of my colleagues will be beneficial to you. I'll be excited to hear you perform. You guys, of course, you can hear yourself in the background. And looking forward to your performance.
People are clapping for you. Great job on the introduction. Thank you, job on the first strain. I would love to hear even more dynamic contrast. So we do a great job of separating where we were and where we currently are, but I think if we can just notch it down even just a few more levels, that'll add to even the overall musicianship. Bravo, bravo. Now, even at the softer volume, you got to push through those. But we're playing a little bit too aggressively, and therefore heavier than what they need to be. So think one taste bud. Now we can shape this a little bit more. Where are we going? Right, so we have the piano, but that does not mean that we have to change shaping, right? So we're allowed to still shape, even at a softer dynamic. Bravo. So if we can, when we have that, that was fantastic, by the way. But now when we have the forte, can it be more tone versus percussive? Da-da-da. Instead of ka-ka-ka. Da-da-da. Separation. Ba ba bum 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 da 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 da. So don't get too long. Very enjoyable. So just again, some small minute things. So whenever we have the dynamic contrast between the pianos and fortes, take as much tone as we can, especially when we have articulated patterns, so it's not too percussive, but related to tone. So like, send them like if you're playing on a piano, you can still hear all three parts or four parts of the chord, five parts, depending on whatever it is. So we can still hear that in general. Secondly, Shaping the Trio. So, yes, it's a little bit, this piano, and the pianos were actually very tasty. But at the same time, now we don't stop making music just because we turn the volume down. So we brought the volume way down. And now let's continue to do that, but also shape the melody, because you still want to take it on a journey. You want to take it somewhere as well. That's something that is something we can always do regardless of the volume. Okay. All right. Come, Sweet Death. All righty. We're gonna definitely make sure we prepare that first sound. We don't want to hold. We just want to exhale, inhale, and exhale naturally, so we don't get a ha-pa instead of. Warm air, warm air. Piano does not mean lack of air. All it is a full sound at forte turned down. We don't want it to sound like we don't have any air left. So we have to sound like we have a tank full of air and we're just letting out a small stream at a time. This is organ type music. So we want to hear pretty much all the balance we would hear and feel with the pedal. That we're trying to use some expressiveness and vibrato here, especially coming from the flutes. Making sure we're all using the same vibrato would be great. So there's a lot of inner lines that are working in between also. So when we have music like this and we have a lot of stuff, and it's not a lot as far as the amount of notes, but a lot as far as movement happening, where we have different things going on at one time, everything has a purpose. It is almost like organized chaos, and we want the audience to hear what in particular. So if there's a passing tone here, then we want them to hear that. If there's a descending line here into a harmonic change, then maybe the people that are leading into that is what we need them to hear. There goes that balance. Once again, we want to make sure the balance is nice and warm, very similar if we were with an organ. So right there, the last pitch was just a little bit on a higher side also. And that's just a matter of just being very comfortable in where we're playing. Maybe also elevating our piano just a little so it's not too soft as well. But some really great moments in here in general, as mentioned. And when we play as well as we play, the ability to become very picky is fairly easy, because we're just talking about little small things that we can do to just enhance our musical performance, because the overall thing, once again, is just to make music. So we got the notes, we got the rhythms, we have the dynamic contrast, that's written on the page. The question is now, what do we do with it to perform it? All right, Firefly, one of my favorites. Gotta make sure we're ready for that flutes. We got a clarinet, but we got a flute, so we gotta definitely make sure we lock in there too. I'm not quite sure if I see an E-flat clarinet on stage. E-flat part is actually kind of independent here. So yeah, there's some things that it does double, but there's some, it'd be very helpful if there's an E-flat part or somebody willing to play the E-flat and you have the accessibility to do that. I would suggest that also. Ooh, don't rush, don't rush, don't rush. Yeah, start flying a little bit. Don't lose the groove. Do not lose the groove. So even there, the E flat clarinet part at measure 89 is really important. We gotta be able to separate da 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 instead of da 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 da. Idea horns, where we pushing to push all the way to the now beat of 117. Gotta watch our pitch up there, piccolo, so if we can use the vibrato, that'd be great. Drum there. It's just been just a little push. Even if we're just going to mezzo piano, I'm just having to be at that aggressive. Just for the effect of it. Good job. job with his four sound pianos. Good job. We're going to talk about grooves just a little bit once we get to the end of this. So all in all, whenever we start moving, we tend to lose the groove. Okay, this whole piece grooves a little bit. But give it here. Right? So the grooves we have. So make sure we don't get so pushed into the energy that we crush them. Okay? And we sit in the groove as much as we can. Okay? Like I said, I'm being really, really, really picky just because we play extremely well. So even like the last part. Everything has a groove to it. Just make sure we're kind of locked in. Overall, fantastic performance. We talked about a few things on Come Sweet Death, about making sure that we're having some balance organ-like so we can have those things that you can listen to your recording. Excuse me, allergies. Listen to your recording and make sure we get that roundness of sound that we need. And then the march is great. The biggest thing was going to be, like we mentioned, just a trio, making sure with the trio we do something with it. Just because we turn the volume down does not mean that we stop shaping the music as well. All right, so bravo to you all. Fantastic teaching being done. It was a joy, a pleasure to watch you perform today. And I wish you all the best the rest of your academic school year.